Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic today. I'm in Warsaw, Indiana. I'm standing at the Generous Coffee Shop.
It looks dope. I mean, it's just like bare bones, but it still looks really cool. Should keep it rustic looking.
Yeah, this is like the meeting rooms that are going in. Downstairs looks legit. So life's good. It's really good. My puppy is enjoying the lake. I'm enjoying the lake and everything is, you know, functioning as they should. It feels like
I have some Hollywood news to share with everyone. Yesterday, Jared and I met Tom Cruise. It was one of the coolest experiences of our entire lives. Like Jared and I, how that happened. We got invited to a intimate creators interview. Mission Impossible. It'll be on TikTok soon. And it was everything beyond everything we ever imagined. I can go on and on. It feels like a different time and place type thing to explain everything that went down. But like, listen, guys, we had like this crazy intimate conversation with Tom Cruise, and he gave us so much of his time and like was the most thoughtful, active listener. We have always joked about how it would be to meet Tom Cruise. Like, it's always, he's always been one of our favorite actors. Probably Jared's number one. He's up there with, you know, Leo. I guess he's tied with Leo for me. And holy moly, like, we've joked about it because we always knew that he would be so like incredibly like kind, warm, and friendly. And it was like even crazier than we ever imagined. And I'll give a play-by-play some other time, let Jared do it on social media or something. He's going to have to like create a reel or TikTok about the experience. And today we are going to cover the red carpet of the Mr. Possible New York premiere. And we're thinking that we're going to be able to interview him, which we're really excited about, especially Jared. He's just going to like totally nerd out.
Yeah.
We're doing it for Showcase Cinemas. And he apparently stops for all press. The Top Gun red carpet took 3 hours for him to complete because he gives that much time. And then a couple days ago in the Rome premiere for Mission Impossible, he took over 2 hours. So we're really excited. But even if we don't get to talk to him again today, like yesterday was really one of the most memorable experiences we'll ever have.
How much time did you actually have with him? Was it like a nice hug? Hi, nice to meet you. Or did you get to like actually talk with him?
No. We talked to him and the publicist and stuff got a little bit annoyed because he came in and he was already an hour and a half late. But let me tell you, he walked into this room and he went up to each group and like individual in the room and said like, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing today? I'm so sorry I'm late. I had to deal with some business, but I apologize. Like, it was the most like just thoughtful, considerate person. And is exactly who I kind of imagined him to be. And Jared and I got to share the fact that like when Jared and I first met in Paradise, one of the first days we were sitting around a group around the campfire and I overheard Jared quoting Jerry Maguire, which is one of my top three favorite movies. And he wasn't just doing a classic line. He was doing like the whole scene from like the walk-in where he goes, I'm looking for my wife in front of the whole like ex group. And I was like, I must be that man's wife. And then we told him that moment and how it transitioned to at our wedding, how we did the reading of that scene. And he was like, I'm so honored that like my work can inspire such romance. And Jared, it was like so crazy. Oh, it was awesome. I could go on and quote the entire conversation. I wish it was on film, but it's almost more special that like wasn't on film or wasn't on camera. We did get a group picture with some other TikTokers. So cool. And then my other Hollywood news
this year. I mean,
he met both of his Toms. Both of his Toms. And then next week, we are going to a Matchbox 20 show, and he'll be able to have more memories with Rob Thomas. It's like, Jared, your trifecta of your Toms, like, they've all lived up. You've all had the coolest, most personal moments with all of them. Not just, like, handshakes and hello, but, like, a moment.
I hope that every person that comes off of the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise gets to have 5% of the opportunities that you do, because you get to do some cool stuff.
We were like, we lived the craziest, coolest life. We're so appreciative of all these insane moments that we found ourselves in. Like, real dreams come true. Can't imagine much more.
No.
Awesome. Like, wildest dreams. Yeah, really cool. Okay, and then the other Hollywood news that I have is I will be on Stars on Mars. I am part of the Stars on Mars cast. I went in late, so I'm a late arrival with 3 other stars. You can now watch it on Hulu. Wasn't allowed to talk about it until after I made the premiere on the show, which was, you know, last night or tonight late, if you guys are listening right after we've released the podcast episode. It was a very cool experience. They simulated Mars on Australia, in the middle of freaking nowhere, Australia. Mm-hmm. Ben, I know we've previewed this before on a previous podcast, but do you feel open to talking about how they asked you first and you said no?
I didn't really say no. That's the thing that makes me mad. yes, we can talk about it. I did get asked, and then I just didn't have the full month to give up.
Yeah, they asked you for 3 weeks, and they asked me for 2 weeks. Because he was going to be original cast.
Yeah, I couldn't be there the whole time. And they said, we'll move on from you. And then they moved on to my co-host, Ashley. And I'm bummed for her. I am excited, but I'm really bummed.
I'm so sorry. I felt so bad when I found out this whole story from Ben.
It's so good. I mean, it sounded like a super fun show. It sounded like a show that anybody would want to do. I really did want to do it. I was very excited about potentially doing it. And then I guess my date didn't work, but your dates, which were the same dates, did work. And
well,
so they chose you.
I got to start a week later because I also wouldn't have been able to do 3 weeks away from Dawson. Like, I could not agree with that. For some reason, 2 weeks, we were like, okay, we can figure this out with childcare. And we had this thought, which really made the difference for us. It was like, you know how you'll look back on 2 weeks ago to the day and be like, oh my God, that's been 2 weeks already.
Yeah.
We thought that'll happen when I'm there.
Sure.
You know, and it was, I know, silly, 13 days, and something about 13 days also sounded better to me. We were able to work it out. And I will say that you would have been a far better cosmonaut than I, like, just your athletic ability. I just, and really your teamwork.
We'll never know.
To be there. Maybe if there's a second season. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a second season, please call me up. But it is also why Ashley was away, and there's speculation why she was away, but she was away, and Becca Kufrin filled in for a week. We had a couple guest co-hosts. That was where Ashley was at. Yeah. We just couldn't talk about it until now, but we do want to watch and celebrate Ashley as she tries to step out on Mars and thrives probably doing it. I'm excited.
Thank you. I was super sick, so don't judge me if I'm not in peak Ashley I reality TV form. You guys, we'll talk more detail about, you know, what's shown and stuff when it's shown.
Good.
All right. Well, shall we talk about the reality show that we love and know the very most about?
Definitely. Yes. It's week three of charity season of The Bachelorette. We are getting good storylines. We have mentioned in the past that we are feeling more engaged in this season than past seasons. We are starting to understand who's who and why they're there and what kind of trouble they're going to cause or what kind of love story they're going to create. This week is no different. Ashley, summarize the start of this episode for this week. It feels like Brayden, and even after our interview with Charity, feels like Brayden had started to rub people, not just the wrong way, but the majority of the people the wrong way during week. It felt like week three really started out with people being annoyed.
Yeah. So week three starts out with Brayden getting the date, the one-on-one.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. I think we were all surprised by this, right? Because he's had so much airtime. And I feel like when you know someone so well at this point, it takes a while for them to get a one-on-one. But here we go, and we're going to start traveling. They're going to just outside San Diego. And this season, I believe, doesn't leave the country until the very end. Mm-hmm. So maybe, like, actually, I don't mind an Americana season. That was Chris Soules. I know that the cast is like, I thought I was going to get free trips to Europe and Asia, but, you know.
You don't want it anyways. Yeah, it's fun to do it, but you don't leave your hotel.
Exactly. You don't leave the hotel and you have to take the worst flight ever.
Yeah.
And you're all, you know, you're all in coach. You're not traveling in luxury when you're part of the cast. So you're better off doing your short little flights around America. Anyway, okay, so the guys are traveling in a bus and then Brayden and her are going to take a helicopter down there. Everything is pretty classic, you know. Oh, look at that. Oh, I love being with you. This car ride and the cool, you know, like her red convertible. Cool. You can't talk in a convertible. Everything's fine until they show up to the Padres stadium. And it's cool for him because he grew up in the area. So that's like his stadium where he has a whole ton of memories. They're having a blast, like throwing the ball. I was a little worried when she got hit in the face with the ball. She seems fine. I actually thought, I know this sounds annoying, and I'm going to play devil's advocate a ton here because I know that Brayden is not who I've said this all 3 weeks now, not who she should end up with, is obviously the quote-unquote villain of the season.
Yeah.
But I do find him, I know this sounds crazy, to be maybe genuine, all right? I know that sounds weird. It's because I've known somebody like Brayden, very similar personality types, and it takes a while to warm up and see that like they are quite genuine and they have a good heart. They're just probably not ready for, well, a serious relationship.
Elaborate on this a little bit. So he's genuine. So maybe when you say genuine, he's honest because he's going to communicate what he's feeling, what he's thinking, why he's feeling it, and why he's thinking it, even if...
doesn't look good on the show's formula.
Or just in general, as we talked about last week.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like, not just the show, but in general, like, it comes off a little selfish. It comes off a little naive. It comes off... he really isn't thinking about anybody else but himself.
Yeah, but yes, but I'm saying genuine / honest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fair.
So when she gets hit in the ball, face with the ball, I was thinking, he goes, oh my gosh, I was worried about that happening. I don't know why that stood out to me as like, oh, like, it just, I don't know. It came across as genuine to me. Super weird. I know. That's like the smallest little thing.
Oh, hey, I was worried about hitting you in the face with a ball or getting a ball hit in your face, and I'm going to care about this. Like, this is something that I was worried. Yes. Nobody needs to get hit in the face with a ball, myself or nobody else included. So, of course, he's going to react. And hopefully he reacts with a way of, I was worried about this happening. I didn't want it to happen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, of course. I don't know. Right. I just know that he's being sort of honest. But
okay.
Believe me, all of the, they're not beige flags, Gen Z, but straight up red flags come when they're sitting down to dinner in the stadium and he says that he says he doesn't think he's going to be able to make it through this process. He's like, I really like you. I want to get to know you more and like have as much time as possible. But this process is really not good for me. He goes, because then like he says when it's fresh in his mind that he really likes her. But then after some, well, at this point, like honestly hours pass. And then he's like, ah, this, I don't like this. I don't like other guys being here. I don't like not being just a one-on-one experience. And it is alarming because he's definitely in this case showing that he likes her, but he doesn't like her enough because he doesn't like her enough to be uncomfortable. What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
We go into a little bit of the psychology of why people go on this show.
And then they decide that they can't get engaged or like can't do it once they're there.
He's one of the most unique circumstances to me because it's so early on. Mm-hmm. I mean, so sometimes this happens in like the final four where you'll see the front runner be like, this is getting harder and harder and I don't like
Peter Krause is like Sean the Booth. Poster boys for us. Sean too. Sean I knew was going to stick through. Peter, I was like, this guy's not going to get engaged. He's putting his foot down.
Yeah. So get later on. We can make sense of that. We can still, you know, say, hey, you knew what you're getting into. And if you cared about her enough, you would just say, let's make this thing work. Early on is very odd.
Yeah.
Because he really hasn't had to
suffer through much.
Yeah, he hasn't had to suffer through anything, really. I mean, he's had to hear
stories. And he's been the front runner.
And he's also the guy. So, okay. Night one, he said, I'm the most, I'm overly considerate. Was the words he said?
Yeah. Yes, that was good.
So on night one, he kisses Charity and he tells everybody about it. Everybody, even knowing that it could come off wrong or that people would be down about it. So if he was super considerate, he would have told nobody because he would have said, "Hey, how would I want to be treated?" He right now is showing that he wouldn't want to know about anybody else's relationship outside of his own with Charity. He doesn't want to hear about anything. He doesn't want to see anything. So he's not overly considerate, because if he was overly considerate, he wouldn't have said anything after his kisses with her or his dates with her or his times with her. He's the first. He loves talking.
Mm-hmm. Goes back with the rose, of course, because she responded just interesting to me. Because first she was a little concerned, but then she was like, I like that he's being honest, even though it's not exactly perfect. That's what she said. She goes, what he's saying is honest, but it's not perfect. But she appreciated that. So anyway, like that's kind of exactly what I'm saying. Like he's genuine. He's honest. You can't get him on for that. And it comes into play later on in the episode where there's definitely more red flags. There's more red flags to come for sure. Okay. So then we go over to the Barbie date and the group date. Claps for the group date. My favorite group date in quite some time. A group date that I can look back on and say, I remember what happened here. It wasn't all just a blur. So what the guys do, they see JoJo and Jordan. They have to dress up as different versions of Ken. Then Sean, you know, doesn't have to do much because Sean like actually looks like a Ken doll. It's like kind of strange. And then they're going to write a song. And like, we know we've seen this scenario so many times on the show. I actually never mind the writing a song thing because it's like one shows a lot of personality. You're expressing your feelings for the lead and you're just like, I mean, like it's good TV to see people just who can't sing. I mean, that's why the auditions for American Idol were so successful for so long. So the guys eventually get on stage all dressed up and they all are such good sports about it. Mm-hmm. Dutton goes first and he's like sweet and we love him. And then the other standouts are Wrestling Man. Do you remember Wrestling Man's name?
I believe it is John.
John?
Isn't it John B?
Yeah. John B. Because, yes. So, no, it's not John B. It's
John. Caleb B.
Caleb. Oh, yes. Okay. So, let's just say. So, other standouts are definitely Caleb B. He's the wrestler. And he's like, I have a surprise up my sleeve. And the surprise is that he can actually kind of carry a tune. The crowd really loves it and the guys are super impressed. That's another thing about this group date is like, it's definitely lighthearted and fun and the guys are enjoying the other performances. There's no hostility.
Yeah.
And then finally, Ken Boy comes up, Sean, And he does a great job being a Ken doll. Like, he's definitely trying to step into Ryan Gosling's shoes. Yes.
Yeah.
And he performs to charity. It's all about her. It's less about, like, you know, getting it over with and performing in front of a huge audience, way bigger of an audience than we normally see. And it's actually about performing for charity. And he ends up winning the one-on-one time. And during the one-on-one time, we don't really get to see them speak at all. It's really just them, like, kind of kissing on the boardwalk.
Which is frustrating, right? Because the one thing about Sean that, like,
he just seems like a character. Like, he seems like a doll.
We don't know a lot about him. Yeah. I mean, I think he makes that statement during the episode where he says, like, compared to everybody else, he doesn't have a lot of time with her. And that's true. We don't know a lot about him yet. We've seen bits and pieces, but he feels like a character on the season more than a player. And so we don't still get to see them talk, or we get to see their connection at all. It's just more of a monologue of them kissing, which is, you know, I think it points to me that he's just not around very long. Like, I don't think he's there.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. Okay, so then at the group date, of course, he walks in super obnoxiously. And I'm like, dude, are you trying to be a villain? And he says something like, hey, guys, how are you? I had a great time. Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, did you really have to walk in so cocky? It's not a good look. And then Charity comes in and he whisks her away. What did you think about that move?
I mean, I think it was good given the moment. I am upset because one of the guys said something along the lines of, it asked if Sean was an only child.
Yeah,
which
I know.
Really made me mad. I'm an only child. get a slice of humble pie. I said, you know what? Back off. Don't throw.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. Yeah,
nothing to do with it. That was really what I was focused on at that point. I was fuming. Okay.
I was thinking about the firefighter who's like definitely like a classic manly man. And he was like, I could build a fire. I don't know. And he's like, that guy could take you to a country club. It's like, okay.
You know, one thing that we need to point out through this, this scene, I guess, is, and I want to hear your opinion, but it was something that I was feeling like I was noticing it now really early on in the season, is this group of guys. You know, we saw him on night one. We said, I think it's going to be characters. They're going to be really involved. They're going to care a lot about the process. I think that's all true. But they're all, there's not all. Many of them are showing a very protective and a very kind of confrontational side, I feel like, with each other at this point. Like, usually still in week three, everybody is best friends. Everybody is, you know, getting along. Everybody's kumbaya. And then it's week four and five, you get some, like, drama coming in. At week three, I feel like the drama maybe hasn't been as heightened yet as we watch the episode up to this point. The drama is building. There's many moments that could have erupted, especially kind of with the Braydens and the Shans, and even Adrian kind of speaking of how he did. A lot of people have been very boisterous on them being upset.
You're so right. I also have this vibe that, like, they're going to clear, like, once the Braydens gone and once Sean's gone, it's just kind of going to clear and there's not going to be any drama. Especially when you see the scenes for the next episode, a teaser, it seems like all the drama is going to be, like, turmoil within herself.
Yeah. So you think the drama this season is going to be weeks two through three, and then four on is more of the love story. I like that. I would hope so.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. So at the rest of the group date, is also enjoyed it. She had cute moments with Tanner talking about, you know, being a teacher. She talked to Michael about how she likes it. She doesn't, like, they don't have to, like, put a lot of pressure into their conversations. And then, of course, there is, like, that beautiful moment with Dutton where I just wanted to be like, guess what, guys? You should all go home. Dutton is definitely going to be the last guy here. They have, like, this really special connection. And he said that, like, in previous relationships, he's always been, like, the one that is, like, more of, like, the teacher role. And this is, like, the first relationship where he feels like he has a lot to learn from Charity.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy.
We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
So, did you see this connection coming? Because I feel like even when we talked to Charity last week, that still hadn't been shown.
She didn't say him, right? I was
no
watching this saying, did she name Dutton as the top, as her four, who I asked, like leaving week two, who she was thinking of. Now, did she not mention him because it's she doesn't want to give anything away?
Possibly. Yes.
This girl was thinking about him.
I mean, I think they've had moments maybe we haven't seen where their connection has gotten stronger as the weeks have gone on. But this is kind of, I mean, this will be a pivotal point as we look back on the season where we finally get to see Charity and Dutton. And I think fans, viewers, all of us will be watching them very closely every interaction from here on out. Because we're like, this is good.
Mm-hmm. It was weird that he said something about competency and like she's so competent. And it's just weird because yesterday in the Q&A with Tom Cruise, he said that when he's casting movies, he looks for the actors to be competent.
Yeah.
And he made a big deal about like that word. And it really resonated with me and Jared. All right. So moving on. This is the best TV. This is the stuff that we love to see on The Bachelor when it's not the actual tense romance. Warwick and Charity's one-on-one. We thought going into this date, I think this is a collective we, because Charity said that Warwick was one of her top four last week with her interview and with us. And so I'm like, oh, this date's going to go so well. He's very cute. They go to a carnival and they have nothing to speak of. The guy can't carry a conversation. I'm wondering how much was editing because they're eating ice cream cones silently. He can't come up with a word for what he brings to a relationship. He can't discuss his past relationships. Feels so bad. And also, he was exhausted, but that doesn't excuse anything. But it gave us great entertainment. And Warwick, I think that you're probably a really nice guy. Just think that you don't have a lot of experience in dating and you are very far away from being ready. Oh my gosh, Ben, what about the part where he says he's been in two relationships, but then he goes, I guess I'm just kind of inexperienced in all of this. And I don't know like when I'd ever be ready to like be in a serious, to jump into a relationship. He says like, I'm not one to jump into relationships.
It's like, it's cringy. Cringy, not because it's unfair. And again, I don't blame the dude for saying that and feeling that, but don't come on this show and then go on a one-on-one and possibly learn how to phrase that a little differently. I just looked this up. I remember this. He describes himself in his bachelor biography adorably awkward. Oh, wait, no, maybe the show. Actually, I think the show describes him as adorably awkward. So he might have. Yeah, he is. He's very awkward. He definitely comes off to me as the type of guy who's good looking. And people probably try to set him up all the time and it's just never work and they don't ever understand why. Yeah. And then they're going to watch this episode and be like, that is why it never works, because he's not ready and he doesn't have any game. He's just not a conversation.
How old is he?
27.
27. I was going to say he was probably one of the younger ones around 24. Not that like 3 years is huge, but those 3 years are kind of big. Wow. Well, sweet guy, probably. I would love to. I think he was casted for a moment like this, though. They definitely knew they were going to get some fantastically awkward one-on-one from him.
Yeah, it's also probably why he was in a one-on-one so early, I'd imagine.
1,000%.
Do I remember, did Warwick fall asleep during this date?
He fell asleep at the end during his exit interview.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, he was yawning. I don't know. Was that for real, for real? I know that he said he was tired and he was yawning during the interview, but you're telling me you actually fell asleep in the car? That, granted, it could have been 3 a.m. Very common.
Yeah, and I fell asleep during like ITMs when I was The Bachelor.
You fell asleep in the middle of them?
You're just so tired.
And how does that even happen?
Not letting you out until you just say, screw it, I'm done. And you just fall asleep.
You can fall asleep sitting up. I cannot.
I mean, I didn't like sleep there for the rest of the night.
That's so funny. All right. So the other big thing that we have to discuss before getting into the cocktail party is Brayden is sitting around with the guys at the hotel room. And he says, I don't know that I'm ready to get engaged after all this. He says this to them. And then I thought that it was clear that he didn't have doubts about Charity, but that he doubted being able to get engaged. He's like, I don't understand how you guys are feeling confident in being able to get down on one knee at the end of this after we haven't dated at all without anyone else involved. And yes, annoying, because like that's the show and you need to be comfortable with the formula, blah, 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 going into it. But at the same time, it's not a crazy thing to say. And I don't think that he's doubting Charity at all. Mm-hmm. I think he's doubting getting engaged.
You're really giving him the benefit of the doubt on everything.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But this is so true. And even the other guys were defending this because they got annoyed when Aaron B. at the cocktail party goes up and says, he says verbatim, he's not sure how he feels about you. That's not what he said as far as what we heard. He said, I'm not sure about getting engaged to you.
No.
I'm sorry. I told you I was playing devil's advocate a lot, but I actually feel strongly about this one. He never said he was doubting his feelings for Charity. He was just doubting an engagement.
So you have definitely taken Brayden's side in most situations here, which I think is adorable. Here's the part about this that makes me the most frustrated, actually. Okay. It has nothing to do with Braden. It really has nothing to do with what he said. It's that somebody who is such a front runner, who should be a stable, consistent force on this show for charity, Aaron B., takes it upon himself to say something.
For sure. Oh, you don't like that.
I don't like it because I feel like he's stooping down to a level that he doesn't need to stoop
yeah,
down to.
We
he doesn't need to be
like
this guy this season. He doesn't need to care what anybody else is saying because it's really his relationship with charity that's going to be strong. Already is strong. That is going to be a significant. That's going to be significant in the storylines moving forward. Don't want Aaron B. be doing this. This would be similar, in my mind, to any lead that we've seen in the past on The Bachelorette. Being this guy, being the, you know, good reasons, please.
Well, let's bring it back to kind of a Nick versus Sean.
A little bit. It'd be similar, but this is still early.
A little bit. They're both not as
early,
powerful
and so I just worry,
entities
you know,
at this point.
Is this going to happen again? Is this the role he's going to take on? Does he feel like he needs to not only protect himself, but also charity? And so as a result, he is the one saying things. Now he's going to get that kind of be known for that in the house, which it does happen, right? People will hear him say this, and now they're going to be more careful around him when he should just be sitting back being like, you guys, you do what you got to do. You wreck this whole thing. I'm just here.
Yeah. I just want to also add that, like, I really do think it's lame that Braden is like, I don't know that I can get through this, because that's also just like about him. It's just like, I can't get, he obviously doesn't like her enough if he doesn't think he can get through it. That's my thought. You'd be able to get through anything for the person that you think that you're meant to be with. Yeah. Okay. So anything else you want to talk about as far as the cocktail party? Because it's mainly the guys being more so annoyed at Aaron B for even bringing up
I
all
think
this
it's
drama.
A similar story that we see most seasons where they're just upset that somebody has to be the person that brings up drama because it does distract from everybody else's conversation. I don't think Aaron B should be that guy. Yeah. I hope he doesn't continue to be this guy, but we're upset with him. There isn't anything that really stands out other than the fact that I would just say Braden needs to go.
Yeah, well, he doesn't go.
I know, but he needs to go because we're not going to move on from Braden kind of being the thorn in everybody's side until he's gone. Like, people are still going to – it's going to be the week, but I'm
next
saying for
week
this
will be
week,
the week. It's got
to
be.
We're just going to continue to have this. Is Braden here for the right reasons? Is he committed to her? Does he like her? Does he care about her? Does he say the things he says? At this point, he's so far done and gone – from this group, he'll never recover because they're going to be out to just get him gone quickly. Like, he's dug himself into a hole. I hope the other guys don't go down with him. That's the point I would bring up.
I don't think they will. He probably will continue this argument with Aaron B next week, and then he'll be the one to leave. Did you feel like she was going to take away his rose at the very end?
I don't think I did. I
didn't.
After talking with Charity, the interview, I thought she did. I just thought she did. I thought she had something where she's like, no, I'm done. I'm over it. I'm going to make these decisions. I thought from the tone of how that interview went when she talked about the rest of the season, I thought she just did based on what she said. But watching this, I did not.
Our interview?
Did not feel that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, we shall see. Next week, sneak peek, I feel like the biggest standout is probably Dutton saying that he's on top of the world. Hopefully, we see a one-on-one with them. I'd really like to see that.
I agree. And we see more Braden fighting and arguing, and Braden is still doing what he does, which at this point is semi-entertaining to me. Honestly, kind of like that he's around. It's kind of funny to me. He's just a character at this point, and like, it's kind of intriguing for me to see what he's going to say. And really, and I don't think he meant to. If he tried to do this, I mean, there's people in the past that have tried to get under the other contestant's skin just to be under their skin and like to annoy them. I don't think he's meaning to, but he is so far in all of their heads at this point. And I mean, I'd give him some credit if I thought he this intentionally. It is kind of interesting to see how much he can wreck others just by being like, not even like mean, just goofy.
And then worth mentioning that Adrian, who was the guy against him last week, did leave, which wasn't surprising when we talked to Charity either. She seemed to not
be. And next week will be interesting. It's going to be another great episode of The Bachelor. It's going to be week 4. Wow, we're really into this season. We're a month in on episodes. After next week, we'll be here talking about it, breaking it down with all of you. We're going to see if Brayden goes home next week. We expect him to. We think he will. Ashley, to close this out now, after week 3, who are your top 3?
Dutton. Probably still Aaron B. Dutton, Aaron B. This is a great question. Oh, Joey, duh. We didn't even talk about Joey in this podcast, but Joey definitely is just there, and he's there. And you're right, he was your top guy. And
so it's, I mean, it'd be my top 3 too. Aaron B and Joey. I was gonna hope you'd add Joey in there. It's the top 3 going into week 4 here at the Almost Famous Podcast. Till next week, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
So if you've been looking for love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the 4th leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.